Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I got to tell you, Mike, I got the Friday fever. We talked about the big stuff, the top of the fold news stories, but I'm feeling this itch to talk about the other stuff, the bizarre, the inane, the curious and spectacular. Let's get ready to ramble. You go first.
Well, Rachel, it turns out that itch may be of another cause. There's a bit of a bed bug epidemic here in New York City. Not just for flop houses anymore. They've been seen in homes, maternity wards, movie theaters, and reportedly inside the chambers of a federal judge. And now apparently the problem has spread to the subway.
Bed bugs in the subway?
How are they going to get to these other places, right? Give them a Metro card, they're on their way. It makes sense because bed bugs go where human blood is, and they feed on human blood. A city bed bug educator says he's seen the bugs on wooden benches in subway stations.
Wait, there's a city bed bug educator?
Yeah, I was confused at first. His job is to educate the public about bed bugs, not to educate the bed bugs.
Okay, good.
Although the don't bite the nice people policy hasn't seemed to taken hold within the bed bug community. We read in the New York Post a bastion of bed bug coverage. There's a quote in the article. Charis Lugo, 20, of Brooklyn, leaped off a bench at the Union Square station when she heard the news saying, "Ooh, that's nasty. They've got to take these benches out of here." Which makes us think the reporter just stood on the platform, waking up people sitting on benches and yelled, "There's bed bugs there." And we have yet to confirm that MTA officials will be changing their safety slogan from "if you see something, say something" to "don't let the bed bugs bite."
Nicely done. Bad luck turns good. A man who lost two homes in Hurricane Katrina has claimed the $97 million Powerball prize. 73-year-old Carl Hunter became the largest Powerball winner in Louisiana history in January, but he waited till now to pick up the giant check. Hunter opted for the lump sum. That'll amount to $33.9 million after taxes. That's still a whole lot of money. No big plans for what he's going to do with it other than retirement, and he wants to rebuild some of what he lost in the storm. After Katrina, he and his wife moved to a home in nearby Metairie, near the gas station where he bought the winning ticket. Hunter apparently was an avid lottery player, and this isn't the first time that he won. Took in $5,000 on a ticket a few years ago, so yeah. It does pay to play.
Well, they never tell you how many tickets he bought that didn't win.
That's true.
Or how many times someone bought a ticket that didn't get a big lump sum.
Find rain on my parade.
Drugs mess with your head, and subsequently the heads of people who are long dead. Three Texas teens have been arrested after digging up a grave, removing a skull, and turning it into a bong. You might call them budding archaeologists. I wouldn't, but one of our producers who thought that was funny would. Two of the three were held on misdemeanor charges of abuse of a corpse, and the third was referred to the juvenile system. Police had been questioning one of the thieves about use of stolen debit cards when he volunteered the story about the bone bong. As to why he fessed up, Houston police said, "We can only speculate as to what goes on inside the criminal mind." Police believe the grave belonged to, so sad, an 11-year-old boy who died in 1921.
Okay, a worker at a Tim Hortons donut shop
This person was fired
for giving a toddler a treat worth 16 cents. She got her job back yesterday. Video cameras captured the worker, Nicole Lilleman, giving a toddler a deep-fried Timbit, and she was fired for that. But after the story got widespread media coverage and Tim Hortons received many complaints, the Canadian donut chain acknowledged giving her the axe. Maybe it was a mistake. A company spokeswoman says the firing was the unfortunate action of one manager who unfortunately made an overzealous decision.
And Houston police said, "We can only speculate as to what goes on inside the criminal mind."
A Timbit, you're wondering what the heck is a Timbit? We looked it up. Tim Hortons' version of a munchkin. I don't even know what that is either.
Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a small person.
Dunkin' Donuts calling the munchkins.
Donut hole. They're sold in boxes of 10, 20, or 40.
The operative verb being sold, not given away.
Yeah. You can't just walk in there with 16 cents and get one.
Right.
You may be able to toddle in, however.
Right.
Small.
So when they say it's worth 16 cents, someone had to do the division on that. Took more than 16 cents worth of their time dividing 10 by however much that box of 10 sells for.
You're right. Exactly. That's the point.
Okay.
And that's your ramble, folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.